DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
All right, we're back for session number two tonight. It is Monday night, and it is our photo booth session. For those of you who are getting into the photo booth or are looking to get into the photo booth world, this is going to be a great show for you tonight. I've got Brandon Havrilla with me tonight. Good evening, Brandon.
Good evening, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing very well. Thank you for coming on tonight.
My pleasure.
You've got some information. You've got some knowledge. Basically, when you have questions, you've got to go ask, and it's a tech question, you got to go ask someone a lot younger than you when you reach my age. And that probably do, Brandon. So
we're going to talk about...
Go ahead. Hey, I was just going to do that. We're going to talk about that iPad. You've got it sitting right next to you there.
Right. Here's my iPad. So I had got this. Actually, it was on sale a little while ago. I'd bought it really just as a personal iPad. And then shortly after, found out my sister was getting married. And we wanted to have a photo booth at her wedding. So I kind of looked into some options to do it ourselves, save some money. And being that I was in the industry, I figured I'll invest in it and make some money at some other events as well. So this iPad is 128 gigs, which actually worked out well when I found out about the photo booth, because I don't have to worry about emptying it off after events and stuff like that, which is nice as well.
Mm-hmm. And that was a question I had, Brandon. So, Brandon, is with the iPad and the size, you mentioned 128 gig, any idea of how much space it took up on the iPad?
It definitely would not fill 128 gigs. You can get away with about 64 gigs space, and that's with having other apps and music and stuff. However, I still have the past two events on this iPad and still have room, just because I put them on my computer and just haven't deleted them off the iPad itself yet. So you definitely have plenty of storage.
And does it save those images then in the photos app? That's
correct.
On? Okay.
Correct. Yep. So with Simple Booth, which is the app that I'm running right now, it does save them in the camera roll, and you could save the photo strip. So I've got one here. You could save the photo strip, and then you could actually save each individual photo as well. So if you want to pull up just that one image, you could send it to the guests that way too.
Very nice.
So I want to start with talking about, I guess, who would be interested in an iPad booth to begin with. Like, you came up to me being interested in it. So yep. What was your plan with the iPad booth?
My plan is we've got a birthday party coming up here in May, and they get together and, you know, have friends coming home or friends coming over. And in the past, I had my DSLR set up, and I was running an older photo booth software. And I've used that in the past. And it's like, you know, I want to go to something that's a little bit quicker. And I saw a lot of that at the Photo Booth Expo using the iPad. And it's like, you know, I know you mentioned it in one of our past conversations. So I wanted to see if there was an avenue or an option out there for doing something like that for my children's party and such. So that brought me to you. And then after you're talking about it, it's like, ooh, we need to talk about this on the show a little bit more.
Right, definitely. Yeah, so that's one of the audiences I was going to point at for an iPad booth. There's definitely those who already own an iPad or already own it at the photo booth to begin with. One of those bigger ones with the Rode case, DSLR, lots of cables. It's a big setup to carry around, and they're looking to kind of upgrade in a way to an iPad booth and make their setup a lot simpler and quicker and easier and everything like that. And then there's the other audience that was kind of like how I got into it, where I'm just looking to start in a photo booth and kind of try it out. So I want to know, you know, if I even like it, if I even want to offer it as a service. So that's kind of how I got into it. And those are like the two people I could see actually using an iPad booth.
And yet at the Photo Booth Expo, you had companies that were selling or offering an iPad solution. And the photos that were coming from that were really good quality photos. I mean, it's not... like the early iPad photos, which were really kind of, you know, whatever. These were like, it's like, wow, I would struggle to tell that from a DSLR in some cases.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what I'm going to pull up my screen now. You should be seeing a comparison between the iPad Pro and the Air 2.
Yeah. Yep. We're seeing.
So you could see there's a little bit of a difference, because there are two iPads that I would recommend for photo booth. I wouldn't really recommend anything lower than this. And this would be the iPad Pro and the iPad Air, which there's a huge price difference. And I think if you're going to commit to this and you definitely want to have the iPad booth and run it as a full service, I would go with the Pro. I kind of stumbled into the Air 2 because, like I said, I plan on using it for everyday uses, not only you know, photo booth. However, if I could go back, I definitely would go with the pro version. And you could see a little bit more clarity with the pro version. And yeah. I think at the expo, that's what a lot of people were using was the pro version.
That's correct. Yes. I heard a lot of them talking about that.
And even with, you know, even with my iPad Air 2 here, here are some pictures we took. I mean, they're not bad at all. The quality on them is pretty great. And it works. Like when I'm selling my photo booth, especially with the iPad booth, I'm selling it as the experience. I'm not really selling it for this high quality picture printing service, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm selling it with like PVC props and the experience of the booth and interactive and being able to text it to yourselves and stuff like that.
Sure.
Which is
huge.
Cool.
I think huge, yep, for that younger market, especially. I mean, you're not going to have grandma out there, you know, with her flip phone trying to get, okay, now how do I get that photo on my phone? You know, not going to happen.
Right, exactly. Yep. And so there's a lot of photo booth apps out there for the iPads. And Simple Booth was the one I kind of stumbled upon as like an entry level, very simple, user friendly booth. And for the price, you couldn't beat it. So this is the event edition and it runs $60 on the App Store. It's a one-time payment app, which is not bad to get started. And it works. You can customize your strips, you can customize your prints, you could text it, you could email it. You can do all sorts of stuff within this app. It's pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but you could print stuff. So like I use a dye sublimation printer. It's one that's found in a lot of bigger photo booths as well. And you could print 4x6 and strips in a matter of seconds, just like all the other photo booths
now,
out
there
as well.
Can you go right from your iPad to that, or do you have to have some kind of an interface between the iPad and the printer?
Right. So that's a big question. Now the printer I'm using is the Hi-T 525,
okay,
which was seen talked about a lot recently. It was on sale for $400,
yes,
versus the normal 600. So I kind of jumped on that. And the other thing about it is the media is really cheap. So for $130, you're getting 2000 strips, or 1000 4x6 prints, which is like 0.6 cents per strip. Mm-hmm. So it's really cost efficient for events. The only downside with the Hi-T is the iPads print with a feature called AirPrint, which most printers are not AirPrint compatible. There are a few out there that are lower budget printers like the Canon Selfie and stuff like that, where it takes over a minute to print the strip. And that's just not time efficient at an event when you've got a line of people waiting to use your booth.
For sure.
So I definitely wanted to go with something more powerful. However, the Hi-T doesn't have AirPrint built in. So you have to go through a computer. So what I do is I hook my Mac up. It plugs directly by USB into the printer. And then the Mac software is called Printopia. And there's a few for Windows computers as well. It's a $20 app. And basically your iPad prints to the computer and the computer prints it by USB out to the printer. And just to show you, I can open this up on my photo booth here. I can go down to the printing option and I could test print. And you'll see printer added to queue. My printer just lit up here. And within a matter of like 12 seconds, all of my strips printed out of here. So it is pretty much instant, even though it's going through a computer, which is pretty amazing.
And there it is, huh? Kicked in.
Yep. And the other reason I wanted to go with a Hi-T one like this is that it cuts the strips in half. Some of the other, like the Canon Selfie, for example, doesn't do that.
Yep.
So you'd have to be there with a paper cutter and cut them yourselves. There it goes. And there's our two strips. And this is just the test strip. So it puts like little blurred out faces on it. But I mean, it's pretty quick and it's pretty instant. And once you get this thing warmed up, like right now, if I did that again, it would start printing right away.
Sure.
Which is pretty amazing too. Now there are other options. So for example, like the DNP printers that are out there, there's an option with those I'm not super familiar with, but it's called the WPS1, I believe, which is kind of like a Wi-Fi router that you plug into the printer and it allows you to print by AirPrint from your iPad.
Yep, they would talk.
So there are definitely options if you don't want to run a second laptop or something like that at the event.
Cool. So what did you do with lighting and such? And then I want to spend some time looking at the software if you can get us share that,
yeah,
to iPad.
Yep.
But
sure.
Let's talk about lighting for just a second. What did you do? Because the iPads, I noticed a lot of them where they were using that, they definitely wanted to have the lighting because they didn't have a dedicated flash going.
Right. Yeah. So with the iPads, as far as I know, there's no real flash, external flash that you could hook up to it. I think there's starting to come out with some that plug into the charging port or into the headphone jack and trigger a flash.
Mm-hmm.
However, the screen actually does flash itself. It does put out like a white light, but it's not enough to light up a subject. So what I got is actually what's lighting me right now, which is two LED newer lights, dimmable. They're battery powered off Amazon. So I picked up two of those. I figured I'd put one on each side or both right in front for now. And they're actually way brighter than I expected to. They're on about a quarter brightness right now. And they've got a warm kind of dimming gel in front right now. And then there's also like a bright white LED one as well.
Was the dimming gel, was that warm color in there? Was that in that, or did you have to buy that or add that additionally?
That came in the package. Yep. So it came with like a frost white diffuser, and this warming gel and the light all, in one package.
Awesome.
So, and the batteries on them seem to last right now. It looks like they'll last like through a whole event at least. However, it does take six AA batteries. So it's a lot of work if you do have to change it out mid event and stuff like that. But, they work pretty well. And actually right now I'm in the progress of building a box for my iPad and one of the LED lights above it. So it's going to be, you know, like a foot and a half tall, maybe it'll mm-hmm. have this mounted with a cutout for the screen. This way guests can't go through the home button and go through the rest of the iPad. And then it'll have a light mounted right on top of it too, which will be pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put that on one of these things, which just mounts on a speaker stand.
Yep,
and then I'll put a white Scrim King on the bottom and LED light it.
Pretty dumb.
So that's pretty much my lighting setup. I also have some like photography lights with the umbrellas, but I just found they don't look that good at events.
Sure. Yeah. They're much and a little bit more time consuming with the setup and such. Somebody was asking about tablets and such. One of the things, and you guys will get to see, we're going to start dumping some of the videos up from the Photo Booth Expo, is that there were a lot of tablets, Surface tablets being used. I was surprised at the number of tablets being used running or being connected with a USB camera. As far as the 920, I think I heard the 920 being used time and time again with those setups and such. So,
gotcha.
You guys are going to find, when those videos come out, we'll be talking more about that side in future shows and such, because tonight we're kind of dealing with the iPad more, and we've got about 10 minutes left here. So can you, Brandon, can you get into that and show us software? Let's dig into that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, speaking of that, I did see a few videos on that too, along with using webcams, USB webcams and stuff like that of high quality.
Yeah, that 920.
Right.
That Logitech 920. That's what my camera is here. Most of the folks that we are doing are using that 920. It's a nice little unit.
Right.
Okay, so what are we looking at here?
All right, so this is the Simple Booth Event Edition when you open it up, which, like I said, the Event Edition is a one-time $60 app. There is a Halo version of this app, which is just over $200 a month, or I think it's actually $200 a month.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Which is pretty crazy for a photo booth app, at least for a mobile DJ company. You know, I think they're marketing that more towards like Sony and bigger companies that are installing it in their stores. So this is basically the homepage of Event Edition when you open it up, and you've got your gallery settings here. So you can create a new gallery. And what the gallery does is online, I think I could take it to you here. It creates a gallery on Simple Booth's website. And this is where you could see all your templates. So this is just a test gallery I made where I'm testing out some new templates and stuff.
Right.
And you could see all the ones from the night there, which is pretty cool. So when your guests log on and they text it to themselves, they can not only see their picture, but they could see all the ones from the night, which is really cool too. And they could also save and download them right to their phone from that gallery as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you can create your galleries. Here are some other galleries I had from previous events. And then the next panel here is your design panel. So this is where you can customize your design and layouts. And there's normally a preview. There it is. So you could choose between strips. You could choose GIFs, animated GIFs. You could choose 4x6 layouts and all sorts of different layouts here in Simple Booth. And then you could adjust your settings here of the design too. as far as the design goes, it is pretty limited compared to some other apps I've seen out there, which maybe we'll talk about in a future video, like right. Mobi Booth and iPix and stuff like that. There are some other apps where you could really customize where your pictures are placed. This one pretty much does it for you. You are pretty limited on what you could edit, but you can add custom overlays and stuff. So if I add an overlay here, you could see right there, it adds a overlay graphic that I have my designer make, which is pretty cool. You could also add a logo to the bottom. You could change between black and white backgrounds. And if you choose a external background, you could upload any color you want. So the next one down is the colors. Now these are the colors of this setting screen. So if we change this, you can see it changes the setting screen as right. well. So it's a little bit of customization, but with Event Edition, you can't customize the home screen, like the start screen, the press to start. It just says Simple Booth. It's branded for Simple Booth. And that's the only downside to this. Here's some timers that you could adjust. So you could adjust the countdown between photos, the countdown before the first photo. You could say if you wanted to beep between photos and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Now the edit screen is something that I normally keep everything off. And basically what this is it allows your guests to customize their designs after they take their three pictures. So if they take their three pictures, they can then choose the crop. They could choose a background. They could shuffle the photos around. They could add effects to their photos and stuff. I normally keep these all off just to keep the flow of the photo booth running.
That's what I was thinking. It's going to slow things down quite a bit.
Right, because you don't want people standing there forever. But from what I understand, Simple Booth does make another app, and I think it's about $80. I forget if it's called Live Booth or something like that. And it's basically an external social media kiosk that allows you to share them. So basically this iPad that takes the pictures would upload them to Dropbox. The other one receives them from Dropbox and allows them to edit them and do all that stuff at another kiosk, which is pretty cool as well. Here you get to your send options, which you can email it, text it, print it, and then auto print. So auto print, it automatically sends one print to the printer. That's what I was doing before.
Mm-hmm.
With the print option turned on, this one here, you can type in the quantity that you want to print. So if you have an attendant running the booth, and you're going to be printing more than one set of prints for each photo, you can have them choose the quantity there, which is pretty cool too. Here's the email option. So here you could see you could create your own email and custom body text. So when they receive their picture, you know, you've got your website in there or something, a little bit of branding. And then you get to your printer view. So this is where you could choose your printer. So you can see I've got Printopia running on my Mac, and that's what I have chosen. You could send test prints out to the printer, and you could adjust your padding and such. Now, the padding and such is pretty cool. However, it's also a pain. So before an event, I mean, I think I've gone through like 15 to 20 prints on the printer just to make sure they're lined up and centered and cutting right.
Oh, sure.
Because basically each of these numbers you adjust a different size of the photos and centers them a different way and all that. And there's no real way to just do it in one shot. And every parameter that you change up here in the design panel, you know, if you change these corners a little bit, you got to rechange those padding options too as well.
Ah.
So that is one bummer. But then we get to the last options panel here, which is our save options. So this is where you could upload to Dropbox. If you have internet, you can save your, this is what I was talking about before. You could save your individual images to your camera roll.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. However, it also takes up a lot more space. So I had that on at the first event, didn't even know it existed, went back to my camera roll and had like 700 pictures. And I had to go back and hand delete all those and stuff. So now I offer that, you know, as an upsell actually to the client. Do you want all the individual images at the end of the night? Do you, you know, stuff like that, which is pretty cool as well. And the other thing that's cool here is with Dropbox, you can not only save your individual photos, but you could save them formatted for the 4x6 sheets. So when you have a strip like this, where it's got two next to each other, Photo Booth will automatically save it as one strip centered. And what you're going to want, if, in case you want to go back to print later, is you're going to want it formatted just like this. So it'll save as a 2x6, two of them next to each other.
Sure,
this
sure.
way you can go back on your computer and print them. Otherwise, there's no real way to do that. That's all the control you have in this app. Whereas with some other apps like Mobi Booth and iPix and stuff, you have a lot more customization options and you could edit the home screens and green screen and all that kind of stuff. So it is a little limited, in some ways, but at the same time, it's pretty powerful for $60 one-time fee.
Right. Well, fire the app up. Let's see now from the user's perspective. I think we should be able to see that from that camera.
Right. Yep. So confirm gallery. I'm gonna just going to go to test gallery there, and you'll see it'll load up. Now we're in the tap to start. I just got to close to this as a one-time thing.
Yep.
And then here you are on the tap to start screen. And
for those watching, that little trial in the corner is actually the software we're using to capture the iPad. It's not part of... That was correct, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. It's not part of Simple Booth. That's on the screen capturing software. So this is what you see when you start, which is what you can't customize. Unfortunately, you can't make it say happy birthday, so-and-so or whatever. But when we press start here, I think you're going to see me. Oh, no, you're just going to see black. I have it on the external camera. That's why. There it is.
Oh, it's on the other side. Okay.
Yep. So it takes the three photos just like that. It's hard to see because the photos are black. But this is where you could change your crops and stuff like that.
And we could click retake if we don't like one of them. I like that.
So I wish it was that way.
Oh,
retake,
no.
Retake actually takes all three photos.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is nice if the photos didn't come out well, but a feature that I do like in some other softwares would be to just click on one photo and retake the one
photo.
That
would be sweet, yeah.
Sometimes they get blurry and stuff like that. But then we could hit next. And you could see I have auto print on, so it just added it to my printer. You're hearing my printer go off right now. And then you have your other options there as well. The other cool thing about this is there's no way to get back into those settings without closing the app and reopening it, which is cool as well.
Ah.
And there also is a way on the iPad, if I triple press the home button, it's guided access, which is pretty cool. Oh, this printer finished. So it's guided access, and this is good for anyone running an iPad photo booth so that people don't go through the rest of your iPad. Basically what this does is it locks it on that one screen, and you could choose different areas. So you could set a time limit, you could set touch, hardware options, all that stuff. And then once you press start here, you enter a password, and it basically allows people to not leave that app. And if that app, say, had a close out button in the top left corner here, you could actually tell the guided access that they can't touch this top left corner. And if they click it, it won't do anything.
Is that guided access, is that part of that app, that particular app, or is that something that's in an iPad?
That's something that's in all iPads with the new iOS update.
A triple click will lock. Huh.
Correct. Triple click the home button, and that will open up this guided access where you could set all your settings and stuff like that. And it's the same thing to get out of it. So you triple click, and then it'll ask you for your password.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
Right. So that's pretty cool. No matter what photo booth app you're running, really.
Yeah. Oh, good tip. There we go. I learned even more than expected tonight. good stuff. Good stuff. Brandon, if people would have a question and would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them?
Best way is probably on Facebook. Just find me on Facebook and shoot me a message, or you can email me too.
And you guys can go and search his name. I believe he's the only Brandon Hevrila there. I'm trying to think when I did a search earlier. I think it shows you and then your pictures searching up your photos.
If you just search my name in Google, I think my website comes out. There's a contact form on there as well.
That sounds wonderful. Brandon, thank you much for your time. Thank you much for the walkthrough and such. And we'll plan a future show because there's some people who've asked about some of those other apps and such. So we'll get those kind of lined up and do that in the future and kind of work our way through. So, gang, sounds if you have good. Any questions, get a hold of Brandon. Otherwise, we will be back in about 5 minutes with our show tonight, where we'll be getting a hold of the DJN TV crew in there. We'll be right back.